Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Grundy Center football coach Travis Zajac as we get set for this Class 1A semifinal. Spartans will be taking on Iowa City Regina here inside the Unidome. And Coach Zajac, thanks for taking the time here as always. Before we kind of dive into things here, again, your seventh straight semifinal appearance for this program. It's kind of become regular for this program, but certainly something that you never want the guys to take for granted, I'm sure, right?
No, it's it has become fairly routine for us to play this late in the season. But when you get to this point, you always have to remind your team and also your community that this is a this is not easy. It's not easy for kids to do, especially as consistently as we've been able to do it. And you have to treat every step of the way now as just an absolute blessing and a privilege to be a part of. And, once you get that set aside, especially with your kids, you're just focused on trying to get them as ready as possible for a pretty darn salty opponent in Regina.
Yeah, and so you had mentioned after last week's game that cleaning up some of those self-inflicted mistakes would be paramount in this one. I guess on that note, what have been kind of some of the major takeaways, how you've kind of, I guess, maybe informed practice this week, based on last week's performance?
Well, I'd say, it's not necessarily a drastic change in how you go through your week. We're not going to completely panic and change whole cow or wholesale what we're doing here. We're just, the things that happened last Friday night, especially offensively with the wasted possessions, and just point emphasis, when you're kind of delivering the game plan to the kids on Monday afternoon after school. And then, as you work throughout your week, you're talking about just, sustaining drives, first downs, no self-inflicted wounds, like you said. The penalty part, that's more of just a technique thing, and we're still working that in practice. So what happened offensively for us last Friday was kind of an anomaly. Doesn't happen very often. So let's flush it and move on to the next.
Yeah, so Iowa City Regina comes into this one 11-0, just like you guys. They've been pretty dominant against their opponents for the most part here this season as well. Another one of those dome regulars, if you will. What makes these guys so dangerous? Because I know they have some guys that are probably going D1 in the near future here as well.
It's just the amount of difference makers they have. They've got some pretty outstanding talent. And they've got sound schemes in all three phases of the game. They're very worthy of being one of the last four. I think the state did it the right way in the way they built their pods. And I think legitimately we've got the four best teams left playing in the semifinals. So they present a lot of issues. They're very similar to us offensively. Try to spread you out to run you, and then they can throw it, and the quarterback's athletic enough to break contain and hurt you with his feet. So for us, it's more of just being able to handle the ebbs and flows and the momentum in the dome. Our experienced players coming back understand what that's all about. It does goofy things to everyone. There's just a little bit more adrenaline in your system, so being able to manage your response is going to be paramount for us to have success.
Yeah, and when it comes to game planning against Iowa City Regina, you had mentioned a lot of different areas where they can get it done, where they can really burn people. What are going to be some of the biggest focus areas defensively when it comes to defending these guys?
Line of scrimmage, first and foremost. Everything that they want to do kind of flows through the running back. That's not to diminish the quarterback play whatsoever. But if they're running the ball with great effect, that opens up their entire offense. So trying to be able to sustain the line of scrimmage or play on their side of it. And, we've got to be able to align to their multiple formations. And then, the tackling piece is, it's different tackling inside at, 72 degrees comfortable as compared to, a chilly night where the grass is always a little wet, in November football when you're playing the quarters or around before that. So, focusing on getting as many hats to the ball as possible, getting off blocks and tackling their kids to the ground when they do have it in their hand.
You bet. And then on the flip side, offensively, again, I have to imagine it's just continuing what you guys normally do, probably working on finishing some more drives as opposed to last week. I know you had a few missed opportunities on offense with some turnover on downs and stuff in opponent territory.
Yeah, our scheme is one where we're pretty flexible. We can adapt to what the opponent's going to present to us, and then try to pick our spots to take advantage of inadequacies if we see it on film. But they're very good defensively as well. They do a lot of different things in the box, a lot of movement, twists and stunts and those sorts of things. And the secondary is one that doesn't give up a lot of big plays. So They're going to make you earn it, and we're excited for that challenge. There's a certain level of physicality that you have to play with when you get back inside, and we're pretty accustomed to that. And I know Iowa City Regina and their pedigree, their history in that program, they're no strangers to it either. So you're going to have two high quality, high caliber football teams facing off for a chance to play for a state title.
All right, just a couple questions left for you here. You had mentioned, maybe a few jitters here and there about playing in the dome. Again, you guys have been there before, but what are some words of advice you can offer to your players about competing in a big game environment like this and hopefully not letting the moment get too big and stuff like that?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head, John. It's a moment, right? It's a moment on our journey. And you know what? We can't dictate, determine the size of the moment, right? That's the schedule is the schedule, and it's the next one on the schedule. And it happens to be played indoors, and it's for a chance to go play for a state championship. What is most important though is collectively our response to that moment. And that's similar words like that every year at this time. It's just, you're going to have more adrenaline. It's normal, but we got to just know how to manage that appropriately. Know that our schedule is built in such a way so that you're going to have plenty of time to kind of take it all in pregame warm up, and then focus in on, getting a feeling for if you're, receiver, being able to sight line the ball because the background is different. Get a feel for the turf underneath your feet, and just if, go play. And regardless of result, know how much you are loved and how proud this community is of you and all of your accomplishments. And just play free, play fast, have fun, and love every second of it with your brothers. That's really the heart of the message throughout the week to our kids.
You bet. All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here before we wrap up here today?
No, I'm excited for all Grundy Center to be there. We should have a maroon monsoon behind us on the home side. It's going to be another great day for Grundy Center football. And I'm a proud Spartan.
All right. Grundy Center football coach Travis Ajak joining me here on pregame coverage. Appreciate the time. Best of luck, and we'll catch you after the game.
Thanks, John. Go Spartans.
All right. More pregame coverage is coming up next.